Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 21st of June, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You got up early this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
What's going on in the bot?
Hey. You're
just sitting there.
Like, no, hey, good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday. I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful morning. I got up super early today. Adrenaline running in the veins. 4:30 in the morning. It was absolutely beautiful to go out there. And I think there's certain birds. I don't know. I'm no expert at this, but I think there's certain birds right as that make a, you know, do their song right before the sun comes over the mountain. Oh, it was beautiful. So today we've got 88. It hasn't been gorgeous outside. Clear tonight skies, overnight lows of 60. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with a high of 87. Thursday night, 59, decreasing clouds. Friday, sunny with a high of 82. What a fabulous week we had of us. Saturday, sunny with a high of 89. And Sunday, 89. With our overnight low Sunday night at 62. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And this reminds me of, this is the kind of weather that if you've missed a Colt 45 game and you've not been, it is a tremendous way to just support the Colt 45s, all the work that's been done out there at Tiger Field. And what a great night to grab a hot dog and hang out and support our local team.
Yeah, I think tonight is Redding Rancheria is the
sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Liam, we've got games, what, tonight, tomorrow night, Friday?
Yeah.
And Saturday. So.
Do we have any on Sunday?
I'm not sure. But I'm going to sneak down again this week.
Yeah.
And we have our, excuse me, we have our Man Up show tomorrow. So who knows? Maybe we'll go down after Man Up and go to the game.
That would
be great.
The game
doesn't start till 7:15.
Yeah.
So it starts after our show.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll go down there, man, and get the gang to go down there and man up at the baseball at the stadium.
The other day I was on the out on our street, and one of our neighbors drove by and said, hey, I have been listening to 96.5 FM, and she said, I don't really listen to the radio that much, but I've turned on a Man Up, and she said, I kind of feel like, you know, I'm Man Up.
Well, and I know who you're talking about, and she is. I mean, she's a toughie.
Yeah.
And we ought to have her on the show because, you know what, she is a what a nice lady, too. Now, speaking of which, I've got 4 tickets to give away to the Colt 45 game.
Oh, nice.
And these are, you know, they're $6 tickets. And, I mean, it's not like it's going to break the bank. But here's 4 tickets. They're good for any game.
It's such a great,
any
it's
game.
Just a well, wonderful
we there,
night.
I told people we went Saturday, and you just had a hoot.
Yeah, I just really, really loved it. And, I don't know, it's a slice of, you know, Americana, you know, still the players stand in line and take their hats off, and there's the, you know,
national anthem
and play ball and some things that are still tradition. As we see a lot of our traditions slipping away, this is something that's held on to, something that we can, like, from our childhood that we can hold on to. And that's a great feeling. And to see the kids, you know, sitting on the ground and
the
families.
Kids.
It's a thing. Beautiful thing.
Outstanding.
Hey, I want to talk a little bit about, what's been going on with our, Cascade Theater deal.
Okay.
Because,
See, I told people you probably wouldn't be here because you guys are rehearsing every night.
We're rehearsing every night. And I kind of feel like I wanted to, because I can't wait to share this with the girls that I used to tour with two of which are really theater. They were raised doing musical theater.
Yeah.
And something I've come to realize is that, you know, it's kind of like when you become, like, you find your niche and you've been a singer stylist for years, doing a lot of, you know, club work and my own interpretation of songs and the way that I maybe do a vowel. But in musical theater, it's legit, like how you form your words, how you watch every single thing that's written to the note. And there's like a cast of 50, 60, you know. I'm not exactly sure of the exact number, but that many people moving, coming and going from all different parts of the stage. And James Santos, I just, you know, he is, when I think about the incredible energy that is coming to do this number, I mean, I saw the dance number that they put together, some of the best dancers that you're going to see. I mean, really, really Broadway dancer stuff, guys, I'm telling you. And I think what happened is there was a glitch, or they have these robots that when people were going online to buy tickets, it would revert over to some. This happened also at the Civic, where the tickets would say it was $250, and although they had these special sponsor packages, you can still get tickets for $45, $65, $95. And we do have somebody. Okay, so today, Summer Saltis. Okay, thank you. Thank you. So Summer Saltis is a way to celebrate.
Solstice. Is it solstice?
Well, I don't know. If solstice.
What is it? Solstice.
Solstice.
Solstice. Yeah. Thank you.
Is this the longest day of the year?
Yeah, it is.
All right, so that's what I'm talking
after
about.
After today, every day gets shorter.
Well, see, there's
Christmas
a way.
Christmas is here.
There's a way.
The day doesn't get shorter. There's still 24 hours in a day.
There's a way to pronounce.
Sunlight.
Sunlight gets shorter. Okay, I'm sorry.
There's a way to pronounce things is what I'm trying
solstice.
To say. So, okay, thank you. And so that's something that has been really incredible to see this community come together, because it's not just about one person. It's all the families, you know, moms bringing their kids, you know, moms not being home to cook for the husbands and the kids, or this whole machine of what it is to take a time out to do this show. And it is heavy, 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 heavy music from some of the musicals, Fiddler on the Roof, Matilda, Shrek, the list goes on. And, you know, to try to remember some of the songs that I'm in, where we call it off book. So, anyway, Carl's going to come tonight. We have some friends that donated, wine, because it is a silent auction. And what's so important about this fundraiser that James Santos has come in from Las Vegas to direct and been a part of this whole creation along with Tara and Lizzie Stockson, is that you heard the new Alex, the new GM, say that the Cascade almost closed. How could we let this jewel of a theater come that close? And yes, COVID really wreaked havoc with a lot of businesses and lives and so many on so many levels. But anyway, this is a fundraiser for the Cascade, so there's a pot to be able to pay for electricity, to pay for repairs, to keep it open, to keep it alive, keep it breathing. And so we had some friends that donated some wine that I'm going to take. Carl is going to come tonight, so you're going to get a chance to get in there, Carl, and see a little bit of
get in. I'm going to sing.
You're going to see a little bit of
because
how,
it's
what's
a big
going?
Ensemble.
Huge.
I'm
going to
get right into the middle of it, and when we're singing that special song, I'm going to be right there, and I'm going to be rocking out until James forces me off the stage with a knife. So, which he could probably do after the first few notes. I mean, who could hear me with 50 other people singing?
So,
everybody.
Yeah. So today we've got...
And thank you, Roberta, for taking the colt.
Yeah, you'll have a blast, Roberta.
I think it's Roberta. Is it Roberta?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Liam. So anyway, so today you've got on American Legion, and the Sheriff Department is coming on today.
Yeah, American Legion's laying out there at about 7:30 they'll come on. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at... Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Horst. It's locally owned, locally operated, and this is where we go if we have anything going on with our windshield, whether it's a chip or a crack. Especially chips, because you get chips in your windshield, and they have a tendency, depending on the kind of chip they are, they will just split your windshield. So I don't know that, and Linda doesn't know that, but Jeff knows that. So if you've had a chip in your windshield, you got a crack, take it down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Fix something on my windshield, a crack on my windshield like 15 years ago. He still can't see it. That's the kind of work Jeff Worst does. Give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's, like I said, locally owned, locally operated, and a better-known business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance match detachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All 3 locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And good morning and welcome back to this Wednesday edition of KCNR's Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda. Great to be back in the seat today. I will be leaving here momentarily and then coming back towards the end, but great to be back. Been in major rehearsals down at the Cascade Theater, and she is a grand lady. I'll tell you what, you know, sometimes we forget to look up and see those beautiful 1930, what do you want to call it? Oh, gosh, I can't think of it. The name escapes me right now. I've, you know, lyrics floating around in my head. But,
you know,
what's the stuff that's on the top that artists paint, say, mural.
The murals.
Beautiful mural.
And the raised murals in gold and, you know, gold flake.
Beautiful.
And all they are. Hey, by the way, you can get your tickets at CascadeTheater.org. That's where you get your tickets to.
T-H-E-A-T-R-E. Theater, like the...
.org.
Yeah.
And you can get your tickets there. Remember, this is a fundraiser for the Cascade, and it's too much of our heritage to let it go away. So, you know, one night, come on down. And you can join the Cascade Theater, be a member of the Cascade Theater, too. Shasta County Council Ross, who, remember, we just hired 4 months ago, is retiring. Kind of a surprise to everybody.
Wow.
He didn't say why he was going to leave. And he says, it's been an honor and a pleasure to work at Shasta County. And the supervisors unanimously appointed him. To succeed, Ruben Cruz, who left in April. And Ross has been in the office for many years. And the Supervisor Mary Rickett said she doesn't recall Ross talking about any plans to retire when he interviewed for the job, and she didn't know why Ross is leaving. Maybe Cruz and Ross are starting their own law firm. That's just something I just made up right then.
Okay.
But, hey, if you've been following this submarine thing.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. You know, first of all, you paid $250,000 to go down in this thing to see the Titanic. And, you know, there are people out there who have done it. In fact, when they were first doing it, news agencies, you know, like NBC or ABC or maybe all of them, went down in this.
Right.
And... But the reporter who went with it, he says, one thing I really noticed when you're signing the all these waivers, the word death was up like three times on one page.
They're not responsible for your death.
Because it's dangerous.
Right.
And he said, you know, it looks like some of the stuff that was inside the sub, now this is what he's saying, it looked like something you would buy at, Home Depot. Well, Home Depot has a lot of different stuff. And as the owner and the builder of this thing says, all of this was put together, you know, through, Carnegie Mellon and, you know, these universities and submarine specialists. I mean, they just didn't put something that's going to go down that
right,
far.
It was controlled by a Logitech.
Okay. Now, it was that, and there was like a button they could push. There was just one button they could push that would blow all the ballast out and send them to the surface, too. I mean, it was simple. But the Logitech, but they had two or three extra Logitechs with them, from what I understand. Now, I'm not trying to make this humorous, because can you imagine the terror of being in a submarine that you know you've got 96 hours of air in, and there is no contact with the surface? It's not like they're like movies where they can talk to somebody down there. They lost
contact
totally with them, and they're supposed to be back an hour and 24 minutes after submerging, and they have not come back yet.
So, didn't see that. Go ahead.
And according to reports today, a airplane has heard some noises. Is that what you're getting ready to say?
I was saying on CBS this morning, this early morning, a lot of metal and different objects in the water around the site. They heard, we don't know the source of that noise, but we shared the information with the Navy experts to classify it. So three vessels arrived on the scene early this morning, said on Twitter that John Cabot has side-scanning sonar capabilities and is conducting search patterns alongside the Scandi Vinland and the Atlantic Merlin, the Coast Guard said. Side scan sonar is used to detect and image objects on the seafloor, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Well, then they have to launch another submersible to go down there and find it and lift it. And so, you know, I go back to this thing, and the people in it spent, I mean, two of the richest people in Pakistan, a father, son, mm-hmm. another billionaire out of England. And I think the guy that's the president of the company was on this.
Yeah, and they said a Titanic expert.
And a Titanic expert. Now, this is, and the thing is, well, why don't you just go down to the Titanic? I mean, that's pretty well located if they were over it and going down. Well, because you don't know exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it could have been drifting for hours. And so, anyway, prayers go out to those people.
Yes.
I mean, they want to go on an adventure. It's like going up in space, you know, on these rockets.
Right.
And they shoot them up in space. And there's no guarantee you're going to come back. Yeah. Not like an airplane.
But
if an airplane, you know, if you have a bad experience in an airplane, you're coming to the ground. It's like jumping out of planes. Military used to pay people more money for diving, for dive pay than they did for jump pay. Because you are going to come down to the ground. There's no guarantee you're going to come back up to the surface.
It also says in this article that a Canadian aircraft heard the banging sounds every 30 minutes, according to the memo. Additional sonar was deployed, and the banging could still be heard 4 hours later. The internal update did not state what time the banging was heard or exactly how long it lasted. So we do know that every person, every outlet, every possible way to get down there and find the submarine around the world, the best of the best, are on the highest alert to find this. And, you know, just keep your positive prayers and thoughts, because I think they're going to be found. I really do.
Well, I think.
I do. I just it's like those boys in the cave. Remember the boys in the cave?
They were in there.
In
Thailand? In Thailand and rescue them. Yes. Let's hope so. Now, Hunter Biden pled guilty to a tax evasion and gun charges. Other people, of course, have gone to prison for this, but Hunter didn't. It was a small error. And and it also looks like he's worked out his problems with his baby's mama, who wants to name her son last name Biden. And for the reasons is that the Biden family is extremely rich and powerful, and why wouldn't you want to have your child named after his father? Or the last name. Because Hunter doesn't want that to happen. Hunter is such an example of corruption. That's the only thing I can say. I know you don't like to hear that, but I mean, you have corruption in the dictionary, and there's a picture of Hunter in there for the things he's done.
I think that,
and I realize he had a drug problem.
Yeah, I think that there's. I think that when there,
however,
when somebody's an addict, there's a lot of things that. But you know, in the word, and many people will say that are in recovery from addiction, there's many, 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 many dark holes that can happen in your life when addiction is apparent. And it takes every single, they talk about that, you know, in the 12 steps, that you're, each day is a new day, each hour, each moment, you know, is
that's
present.
True. But when you enable somebody to do this, as in my opinion, the Biden family did, by protecting him and him getting jobs that he would have never been qualified for if it wasn't for the fact his dad was the vice president of the United States. It's called enabling. It's called the fact is, oh, yeah, I know that you're a drug addict and, you know, you had an affair with your dead brother's wife and then you got this stripper pregnant and, you've linked yourself to the Ukrainian oligarchs in there and you're taking all this money and you're using your name to get to Joe Biden. Biden loves his son. And you will never convince me when he said I had no contacts with his business partners that's true. And there lies the problem. It's one thing to support your family going through this. And, you know, if your son or your daughter does, you do. But then you enable them and you let them use you. There's where it goes wrong, especially if you are an elected official at that level, or at any level, but at that level.
Would that happen in the military?
No, I can't think of how it would. The military is not perfect, but I'm sure there are instances where kids in the military, you know, the families are having drug problems. But
no, I'm talking about where somebody could work themselves up the ranks, and because of the father being a general, or you know, that all of a sudden he gets to have the perks of the notoriety.
You mean if he's in the military,
yeah,
but not in drugs. If he's on drugs, you know, Hunter Biden was kicked out of the Navy because of drugs. Because of coke, you know, refusing to take your analysis test. Navy kicked him out. And, you know, so, it's not nowhere along the same things. Hunter Biden got the jobs he got, in my opinion, and we'll see during the investigations, because of his old man. His dad was vice president of the United States. He gets an $80,000 a month job doing things he's never done before. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't other very rich parents whose sons and daughters get jobs that they ordinarily wouldn't get because of their parents, of course. I mean, nepotism. I mean, there it is. But on something like this, when somebody has got these problems, and then he draws in his family, who has in a position of vice president of the United States, at least this is what's been alleged, then that's wrong. That's just wrong. Anyway, we got to take a break. American Legion, which is going to be joining us next. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. As you know, we got 13 new residents coming to Shasta Regional Medical Center. It is huge, huge. You're going to be joining the staff over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're going to have a couple of them on the show here in July. You know, why'd you come to Reading, you know, and all this? And ask all those questions. But that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. They are working. They are working to make, to bring, health and medicine and doctors, new procedures, everything at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color. Azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables. All tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
The Octagon is back at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships present Fight Night. The hits are coming Saturday, July 15th. Fight Night will bring you excitement of amateur, pro, and titled MMA fight. Tickets start at just $55 plus fee and includes $10 free slot play.
Must be 21 to attend this extreme event.
This action-packed night sells out fast, so grab your tickets today. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You know, with all the allergies going on, I have to clear my throat more. And one of the loving people out there said, yeah, it's that whiskey swilling voice. I don't swill whiskey in the morning. Well, or in the evening. But maybe it's coffee swilling. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging has the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. What is this? It's a no-cost program to the people in it. And the whole mission of it is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. For more information, maybe get to be part of this. And they put up grab rails and railings and other things, maybe even ramps at your house to assist older adults and people with disabilities. Give them a call, 530-842-1687, the PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging. And now, I don't have the appropriate trumpets and fanfare to introduce Dave Cockrell and Christine Smith. Dave Cockrell is a member of the American Legion, has been, and other military and veteran organizations, and the AMVETS, American Veterans. And then Christine Smith is the American Legion Auxiliary President of our local unit. So good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There you go. You all have a constantly helping veterans, of course. You know, we have to kind of take care of ourselves because sometimes the bureaucracies don't. And you started the Veterans Assistant Mobile Unit.
That we know of, it's the first in the nation.
Yeah. Okay. And tell us about this.
Oh, the whole idea came when Pam Wolpert had to vacate her property, and she was staying in a toy hauler, which, you know, gives you a shower and other things.
Yeah.
And so she thought, well, gee, you know, we could probably have a unit for District 2, which is Shasta, Siskiyou, and Trinity counties, because we have a lot of fires and a lot of disasters. So she came up with the idea that, why can't the American Legion local post have one for District 2 on a disaster unit? So her whole idea, and of course she brought it to my attention, and I says, that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. So from Pam Wolpert's idea, we got this going with Christine Smith and the auxiliary in the Legion while I was in the hospital, which wasn't available. And they got it going, and actually the picture you see there, Carl, is from the American Legion National Auxiliary. They made a write-up right in the magazine because they, I guess they said this is the first of the nation, any, I guess, American Legion having a mobile unit for disaster to go out with fires or to help veterans, you know, have water, some other articles.
Yeah, what they said is we have tons of supplies in a toy hauler converted into a helping unit, a mobile unit that's going to be out in the community and have the basic essentials that you may forget, like shampoo, conditioner, toothpaste, I'm sure, toothbrushes, razors, you know, things like that, that if somebody has to make a run for it like she did and like many people did, they just were able to get their family and their animals and get away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, I know Christine Smith knows more about it since I was not available when they started setting this up. So she should be able to talk and explain a little bit more about it.
Okay.
What we've got there, like we said, it's a converted toy hauler that we can take to just about any disaster.
And a toy hauler, by the way, my friends, it's a trailer. It's a travel trailer that in the back of it's open so you could put your motorcycles, your ATVs
exactly.
in. And you can live in the front half of it. It's got it'll have
exactly.
a stove and sleeping area and bathroom and all that.
And what we're doing is we're taking donations of items that were listed in the are listed on the article.
Which includes...
And basically, anything. Yeah. What's the first thing you would forget when you run out of the house?
Yeah.
That's the kind of things that we're looking for.
Reading glasses, puzzle books, body lotions, you know, for people. And
right.
Anything that you would think of. You know, Band-Aids. I know it's silly, but, you know, if you don't, you need a Band-Aid, you need a Band-Aid. So, but all of these things, and you're looking for donations for
yes.
this. Okay.
And not just in a disaster, it's also a good thing to have. We're doing the fair this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So the mobile unit will be at the fair. So people can stop by, take a look, ask questions,
yeah.
and fair's see what it's
just,
about.
Yeah, fair starting this weekend. So.
Exactly. When we're out doing poppies. We can take this and park it in a parking lot where we're doing poppies, handing them out, and just to get it some to get people to know that it's there.
Okay.
The other thing they did, I just recently they took it on a veteran fishing expedition, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah, and they actually had some veterans being able to sleep inside it so that they can participate. And it's like. It wasn't Healing Waters, but it was for a veterans that to get out that might have PTSD so mm-hmm. they can actually do some things to help veterans mentally.
Yeah.
So they parked it at a facility and allowed the veterans so they didn't have to pay for motels or anything and have a couple of days out fishing. So that was, you know, it's being used other than disasters.
Well, this is such a great idea. And for Pam Wolbert, who went through this and realized, you know what, we could do this. And she's a member of the Reading Auxiliary 197.
She is. She's our treasurer.
Okay.
An all-around good gal. She does. She's the head
all
of the
you
VA
are,
in
all
our
of,
program.
Yeah, all of you are all-around good people.
Yeah.
Okay.
She does our VA in our program, which is Veterans... Assistance.
No, Veterans Administration.
Veterans.
Rehabilitation.
Thank
I know
you.
What it is, VA&R.
VA&R. Now, I want to take an early break because there's some other things I want to talk about on this, you know, about this program, but also Dave. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned company in California, started right here in Redding. Ted Leidy has now spread to, 50 other locations. He is teaching in the Sportsman's Warehouse. He's teaching in Cabela's, Bass Pro Shops, and this all over California, working his way down to San Diego. Also, they just opened up their own gun store, Northern Firearms, and that's located at 11091 Rhyolite Drive in Redding. It's behind the it's right across the road from Waterworks. Back there behind the, on that same side of the street and one street up from, the bowling alley right there. Again, 11091 Rhyolite Drive with a great selection of firearms and all the accessories that go with it. Northern Firearms Instruction, give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bond. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Everything you can imagine, including side-by-sides for those weekends you want to drive around. Small tractors, big tractors, small skid steers. Anything you could do, working on your own property or working a big job. Located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. Locally owned, locally operated. I'm here with Dave Cockrell, who is the, he's a member of every organization, American Legion, AMVETS, and Christine Smith, who is the president of the American Legion Auxiliary right here in Redding. We were talking about the Veterans Assistance Mobile Unit, which is set up with all those things that happens if people have to evacuate quickly. One of the members of the 197 unit up here, the Redding, California Auxiliary, was caught in one of the fires. and she was able to take her toy hauler out with her, and she realized what people needed. So AMVETS up here said, well, we're just going to stop this.
It was actually American Legion.
Oh, I'm sorry, American Legion. That's what I meant. So you all have staffed that or filling it up with things that people would need in emergencies.
Yes.
So how do people donate to you?
You can stop by the Veterans Memorial Hall the first Tuesday of every month at about 5:30 and speak to somebody there.
Is that the one on Ubert Street?
That's the one on Ubert Street, yes.
Okay.
Or you could call Pam Wolbert at 530-275-5212, and she can give you the information on how to donate either monetary or items.
Okay. So, and you can imagine all those items that people need. But what are some of the things they need the most? I mean, do you have blankets in there?
We have blankets. The blankets and towels are mostly for the staff. We have blankets that we'll give to a vet if they need it. What we need are the personal hygiene products.
Okay.
Mostly.
Okay. Toothbrushes, toothpaste, razors, anything like that. Soap. Those things will help people get through an emergency.
Yes.
Okay.
We have some other things going on. We have a barbecue coming up that would raise funds. And some of these funds, like we put in the disaster, we actually is under our Veterans Administration and Rehabilitation Program. Mm-hmm. And we have about, our post has three VA&Rs. One is Helmets for Heroes, which just goes right into supporting the service officers in the downtown, like service officers in the American Legion.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we have one for the disaster, which is for part of this. The other VR we have is for local, so we can help local veterans. So we have these three. And
how do you help local veterans?
How do we help local?
Yeah, just give an example for people.
Right now, Pam is helping a veteran that was homeless, trying to get him situated, like taking him to his appointments, setting up his appointments, trying to see if he can get housing for him rather than have him out in the street.
Right.
And trying to get him away from what we call people that are taking advantage of him.
Yeah, we are also, Brad Long and that group down there are getting ready to open up, at some point when they build it, 36 rooms down in the city of Shasta Lake.
Yes, that's right.
We have these programs going. So tell us about the barbecue. When's that going to be?
Okay, that's July 8th.
You got to talk into the microphone.
On July 8th. We will be at 1605 Ubert Street with a barbecue.
Is that the
The Veterans Memorial Hall.
Okay, Veterans Memorial Hall.
Tickets are $15, and that includes lunch, dessert, and one raffle ticket.
Uh-huh.
And at 1 p.m. on that day, there will be a flag retirement ceremony.
Okay.
You can actually bring your worn flags to the Veterans Hall on, like I said, the first Tuesday of every month.
Okay.
We'll be taking them in down at the fair.
Okay.
So this is a really good program.
Okay. So the barbecue is going to be on July 8th. It starts at 10 a.m. and goes to 2 p.m. It's $15, and it's a way of helping support the veterans in our community and all the programs we have going.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
We have quite a few programs, it's children and youth, American Legion. Baseball hasn't gone this year, but we do support Little League, Boys and Girls State. That's a fantastic program. And other programs that helps the community. I always ask, Shasta County is supposed to be for veterans. What does the veterans do for Shasta County? A lot of people don't realize we are doing things. We don't I guess we don't go out and tell everyone, hey, this is what we're doing in the community, like cleaning the street or doing a boy and girl state to have them to teach what actually how to the California Constitution. So, and they're talking about doing some more programs. Auxiliary does, I know Cindy's not talking about what the auxiliary does as programs, but you ought to see how many programs they do.
No, people would be surprised to see all the different ways that veterans support this community.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it says Shasta County supports its veterans. And yeah. I think it says when you drive in. And sometimes you wonder about that. But all in all, Shasta County does support its veterans. But the veterans give back a whole lot to our county, our neighborhoods, and all of these. Now, I need to talk about something. Dave Cockrell, who has been, I've known Dave really since I guess we moved here.
Yes.
Since I moved here. And, you know, he follows me around about joining the American Legion. And then I joined for another year, 2 years. And I joined Mojo's AMVETS.
At Post-4, right.
Yeah, Post-4. And that was for life. What else?
Do you belong to the VFW? I know you belong to the Marine League or what?
Yeah, I'm in the Marine League there, and we put on that ball every year. And we're putting a memorial out there at IGO. It's going to be a typical Marine thing. You know, it's a big granite piece of granite.
Oh,
a rock. But we're putting that out there. But the VFW, of course. VFW Post 1934. But Dave Cockrell has been involved in all of these things. He has been the center for so many things that happen with our veterans in our community. And this year, when was it? What day? How long ago was it?
Just a couple weeks ago. Visalia.
Dave Cockrell from Redding, California, Shasta County, was named the AMVET.
Of the year
for California. Yeah. AMVET, American Veteran of the Year for California.
I was very surprised.
That's huge. And when I'm talking to Dave about it, he goes, well, you know, there's other people. I know they deserved it. That's part of the humility that you have, Dave, because you do so much, and you so richly deserve this. Well, AMVET of the Year.
I just, like I said, I was surprised because I thought I was sitting there as they were giving out awards to the Post. I says, man, I wonder how our Post can receive one of these awards.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah. Then all of a sudden they call my name. What do they call my name for? Of course, Tom Johnson didn't tell me what was going on.
Oh, Tom's like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, I was.
Another great kid.
My medical procedures, I was not thinking about not going.
Yeah. Last time I saw Dave, he was about, 40, 50 pounds heavier?
Yeah, I was close to 300, pretty close.
Well, you're a lot less than that now.
No, yeah.
And that's what a heart attack and open heart surgery will do for you, huh, buddy?
Yeah.
But I'm so glad you're back and you haven't changed a bit, which is, you know, thank God for that.
Oh.
Christine.
And we at Post 197, we're happy to have Dave. We're glad we have Dave. He's a great guy. Wealth of knowledge.
Yeah. He's an organizer, and when things need to be done, Dave's usually in the middle of it. So,
well, that's because I was a chief petty officer. You got to sit there and, you know, I always say I don't like Marines and don't want to talk to them, but I have a lot of friends that are Marines. So,
hey, yeah. You know, that's okay. You know, the fact that you all provide a good taxi service.
Oh.
Now, we've got one more thing going on.
Okay, one more thing.
On July 22nd at the Veterans Memorial Hall here in Redding. We are having a yard sale.
Okay.
Indoor yard sale, so it won't be hotter than heck outside. The tables are $10 a piece.
Okay.
Again, you can call Pam Wolbert at 530-275-5212 if you want a table to sell your yard sale stuff.
Okay. Now, I want to remind everybody that this on July 8th, and we'll talk about it, before that, down at the Veterans Center on Yuba Street from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is going to be a barbecue fundraiser.
Yes.
$15, but it includes lunch, dessert, and a drawing ticket, so you might be able to win something cool, too.
So the other thing is we don't have a social club to draw money in, so we get all the thing from donations like this for all the programs that we help the community and veterans. So that's why this is kind of important.
It is important here. So, okay. We're going to have you back on before it starts anyway. So, Christine, I expect you to ding me there to make sure you come back on before the barbecue so we can push this some more.
Okay.
All right. Hey, we got to run. When we come back, we have the sheriff's office with us in the jail. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Russia collusion hoax. Durham says his inquiry was launched and conducted in good faith.
With integrity and in the spirit of following the facts wherever they lead, without fear or favor. At no time and in no sense did we act with a purpose to further partisan or political ends. To the extent that somebody suggests otherwise, that's simply untrue and offensive.
Durham's report concludes the FBI lacked sufficient evidence to launch Crossfire Hurricane in the first place. The search for the missing submersible in the North Atlantic is becoming more urgent as time passes. Now there's word that a Canadian military plane detected underwater noise in the search area.
A statement from the U.S. Coast Guard did not elaborate on what rescuers believe the noises could be. The five people on the Titan submersible may have as little as a day's worth of oxygen left if the vessel is still functioning. Oceanographer David Gallo tells Sky News it was just a matter of time before something like this happened.
We knew all the difficulties there would be about how do you recover from that. If the sub is stuck on a shipwreck, if they lose batteries, if they're caught on the bottom some other way. And nothing was done about it.
The Titan could be as deep as 12,500 feet below the surface, near the remains of the Titanic. I'm Donna Water.
Just on the heels of Secretary of State Antony Blinken's fence-mending mission to Beijing, President Biden's reference to Chinese President Xi Jinping as a dictator has China firing back. Chinese Foreign Ministry official calling Mr. Biden's remarks extremely absurd and irresponsible. The Dow is down 9 points, NASDAQ off 158. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Israeli settlers have attacked residents in several Palestinian towns and villages in the West Bank, retaliation for the killing of four Israelis.
Late on Tuesday evening, several hours after two Palestinian gunmen opened fire on Israelis at a petrol station in the occupied West Bank, around 100 settlers are reported to have rampaged through the Palestinian town of Huwara. That's where a major revenge attack was mounted by settlers after the killing of two Israeli brothers back in February. Hundreds of settlers have also gathered at a West Bank outpost deemed illegal by the Israeli authorities, demanding that the government approve a new settlement there in response to Tuesday's attack.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher. Ukraine's allies pledging several $1 billion in non-military aid to rebuild the country's war-ravaged infrastructure, cut corruption, and help to pave its road to eventual membership in the European Union. News and analysis, townhall.com. Well, this is anything but reassuring.
The company that makes the airbag inflators that have exploded in 8 incidents involving 2 deaths and 7 injuries says that it can't be certain whether its inflators might cause further such incidents. In a reply to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the company, ARC Automotive, said that even adhering to industry quality standards cannot fully eliminate the risk of occasional failures in which the airbag inflators might explode and spew shrapnel. NHTSA has demanded that ARC recall 67 million inflators in airbags from at least a dozen automakers. Neither ARC nor the auto industry has published a full list of models with the kind of airbag inflators that have exploded. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell testifying on Capitol Hill. He says that with inflation in the U.S. still running too high, most Fed officials expect to raise interest rates further this year. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda had to take off, and she might make it back before the end of the show. We can hope so. Today, the 21st of June, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm here with Liam, and Pat's in there doing something. What's Pat doing?
I'm not sure what Pat's doing.
I'm not sure what Pat's doing either. I'm never sure what Pat does.
He's always just getting something done.
But yeah, there's always something that ends up being done when he's here. Anything from putting up lights to putting us back on the air. So it's always appreciated. That you have the weather.
I do have the weather.
But you also have something else.
National Day.
National Day. And?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. We have some good national days today.
Okay, what are they?
National Daylight Appreciation Day. World Giraffe Day.
Wait a minute. National, because today is?
The summer solstice.
Solstice.
So actually, the sundial actually works today.
That's right. So if what operates, it works twice, right, during the year?
I thought it was only on the summer solstice.
Maybe it is. So solstice. If you go down to the bridge, Sundial Bridge, today it will be correct.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to make a trip.
I think I might, too.
Kind of fun. It's beautiful weather. We have a high of 88 today and a low of 59 tonight. Our overnight lows are in the high to high 50s, low 60s. Last night we had a low of 50.
Yeah, but it was still chilly.
It was a little chilly. Yeah. But our highs are going to be in the mid to high 80s, with an exception of Friday being 82.
Whoa. So it's going to be a beautiful week.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the fair going on.
Yeah. Well, and 4th of July is coming up, too.
4th of July is coming up. And this Saturday, of course, the big extravaganza, musical extravaganza down at the Cascade Theater.
Yeah.
Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a company started by the Kinney family a couple of decades ago. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and super service to their customers. That's why they thrived and grown so much over the years. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. And, in fact, Chuck Kinney is going to be on the show Friday. Just returned from Vietnam, where he was in the Missing in Action project, where they do extensive searches for those soldiers, Marines, and sailors, airmen, who died in Vietnam, but their remains were never found. So they've gone out and they locate sites and look for the remains of those missing in action. He'll be on Friday to talk about this last trip he did. With me today is Captain Logan Stonehouse, who is the captain down at the Shasta County Jail. And, you know, he doesn't look like the movie wardens. No, I mean, he smiles and, you know, I mean, he's not the one that, you know, that's looking and glaring. How long have you been down at the jail, Captain?
I got promoted last July, so I've been there for almost a year.
Oh, okay, so you just took over then. Yes. You've been on before.
Yes, I took over the custody division in July, and I've been with the sheriff's office for obviously much longer. So.
Yeah. How long have you been with the sheriff's office?
Altogether, 20 years in law enforcement, about 5 years in Plumas County with their sheriff's office, and then 15 with Shasta. Yeah.
Okay, so does being in the jail, being the chief guy there, does that count? Is that a two-for-one? for every year they're there, it counts for two.
it feels like it sometimes, but no, I don't think so.
Hey, tell us about an average day for your guys and girls in your staff.
Well, there is really no average day. So every day is most definitely different for them. They're dealing with certain things inside the facility, and each day brings something new. So
are they on shifts? I mean, is it like 4 days on, 3 days off?
Yeah.
That kind of thing?
Yes. They're on 12-hour shifts.
Oh, okay.
So one week they'll work 4 days. The next week they'll work three, and that's their regular shifts.
Okay.
Not counting the overtime that they're working.
The overtime. And you get a lot of that?
Lots of overtime, yes.
Okay. So when they come in, they're going to be there for 12 hours.
Yes.
And the shifts run, what, 6 to 6 or?
7 to 7.
7 to 7.
For day shift, and then obviously 7 to 7 for graveyard as well.
Graveyard, everybody should be locked up and sleeping, but that's not what happens.
Not always, no. Not that, you know, there is certain things. They have to have their medical appointment still. Mm-hmm. They still have to have some of their timeouts if they haven't got it yet and that sort of thing, so.
Okay, timeouts.
Yeah. I mean, time out of their cells. So,
okay.
Yards, yeah.
I thought maybe they were misbehaving.
No.
You made them stand in a corner.
No.
And say, okay, here's your timeout.
Yeah.
You know,
Not that
timeout. Got it. Okay. Is timeouts, are those problems?
I mean, they can be, you know, depending on if the folks are getting along or not. But mostly it's pretty smooth. They know if they're disruptive or whatever, they can get locked down and that sort of thing.
When you get locked down, is that loss of privileges and things?
It can be, yes.
What kind of privileges do prisoners have? I'm asking all these questions, and I know we got to talk about other things. The reason I'm asking them is I think people need to know how it works in there, because of the intense pressure to open up another floor, intense pressure on building this new jail, and the intense pressure on your wonderful staff who's working shorthanded. So when you say, what kind of privileges do the prisoners have? I mean, what do they?
Well, you know, if they have good behavior, they can be in our workers' pod, which they can go work in the kitchen. They can do some other working in the facility. So they're not necessarily locked in their pods, so
yeah,
to speak.
Right.
Other privileges are they can, you know, certain number of hours a day, they can come out of their cells into the day room, obviously socialize and, you know, watch TV, that sort of thing, read the newspaper. We have a tablet system that they can use to have visits with loved ones, family, friends. And then we're also, since COVID's over, we're doing in-person visits as well, so.
Okay.
Among other things.
Right. They can write letters and get letters and.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a canteen that you have where people can buy things?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a commissary program.
Commissary, yeah.
Yeah, so they can buy, you know, a variety of things.
Pogie gates? Well, candy. That's what we used to call it.
Candy, you know, you name it. You can probably get it on there. Yeah.
Can they smoke in there?
No, you cannot.
Okay.
Definitely a non-smoking
facility. Non-smoking facility. Yeah. Well, that should help. See, right there helps their health right away.
Right.
And then you take them off drugs, so that's got to help. Okay. I'm going to take an early break a couple minutes early because I'm going to come back and talk about the big bear in the room is staffing.
Yep.
And I know you've got some stuff that you have that you can talk about.
Absolutely.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Now, I've been talking heavy about the insurance side of Jeannie Maxwell's business because of State Farm and other real estate firms or insurance firms pulling out of California and not insuring homes anymore. But your financial management is also very important. If you're looking to, with all the craziness going on, if you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plans, your 401ks, are you going to have enough money? You're living, you know, people live longer. If you want a free review and evaluation, give Judy Maxwell's office a call at 530-221-0441. They'll go through your insurance plans. They'll go through your retirement plans. They'll go through all those insurance. Do you have adequate insurance? I'm talking about personal insurance, like health insurance or life insurance. All of this under Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's been helping people since 1993. treats her customers like they are family. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Siebel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Siebel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Siebel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, it's hump day. Okay, it's downhill from here. We're in the last segment of the show, and tomorrow we're going to have one of the assembly candidates, Melissa Hunt, will be on, along with, I have to check that out, who else is coming on at 7 o'clock, but it's another guest you want to hear. Oh, no, Nadine Bailey talking about water issues and some of the new laws just passed that could have a huge impact on us up here in the North State, and she'll be on at 7 o'clock. But with me this morning is Captain Logan Stonehouse, who is the head of our jail here, the Shasta County Jail. And I asked him a bunch of housekeeping questions at the beginning. So what can they get at the canteen or the commissary? And what happens if they're bad boys or girls and they get locked down and lose all those privileges? And that. And, you know, the shifts, 12-hour shifts. Now, you would really like to probably do 8-hour shifts, or would you? Or is it always going to be 12-hour shifts?
No, actually, we did a vote, or at least a survey, I would say, for all the staff, and they prefer the 12-hour shifts.
Okay.
In a perfect world, if you're not working the overtime, you get some extra days off there.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about staffing. I mean, for a while there, I mean, you were getting people there. I mean, a lot of people were coming out, it just seemed.
Yeah, we were doing very well on recruiting. Our services captain was doing fantastic with recruiting, getting people hired, getting them into the jail training program. Unfortunately, that recruitment process has kind of died down a little bit, so we're not getting near the applications we were before. So, you know, anybody out there that's interested, please get online to Shasta County website and look at the job opportunities.
Well, let's get down to bottom brass tacks here. And how much, you know, when you're starting off at the jail, what's kind of like the salaries there?
You know, I don't know the exact numbers off the top of my head, but you start as a correctional officer one. Correctional deputy one, I should say.
Yeah.
And so I think your first year, you know, they just had a contract too. So I want to say you're right around $22 and some change, plus there was a $3 stipend that got rolled into their base pay. So I'd say right around that 25 range.
Right.
And then their new contract probably bumped some of that stuff.
So. Sure, and then plus overtime. Which we'll get into.
Yeah, obviously there's copious amounts of overtime.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, somebody signs up for 12 hours in the system, and they end up working on their days off. Is that usually what happens? Or
yes, they work their regular shifts.
Right.
Let's say Sunday through Wednesday, 12 hours. And then because of our short staffing, you know, they will come in on their Thursday, their Friday, their Saturday, depending on what it is, and work an additional 12 hours.
Now, that's an overtime.
That's all overtime.
Now, and overtime is what, time and a half or double time?
It's time and a half, yeah.
Time and a half.
Yeah.
And the reason they have to do it, like it used to be with all of our firefighters, is because they didn't have enough. But now they've got enough, I think, firefighters that the overtime's dropped dramatically for them. But you all are still into the middle of this.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're super short staffed right now. Obviously, a level of the jail is still shut down, which we would love to get back open.
I think everybody would.
Absolutely.
You could probably fill it up in, what, a day?
Not long.
Not long. Oh, we have a room for you.
Yeah.
There's room at the inn.
Exactly. And, you know, they just, they're just having to work tons of overtime because of not only empty spots, but, you know, people out on vacation. It's vacation time of year. And then obviously medical issues as well, you know.
And here's the problem, in my opinion, and I'll give you an example. When we, in the military, we go out on these week-long exercises, and people work in 12-hour shifts, and they'd be getting off. But we do it for a week. When we deployed, and until we get those extra people in there, those 12-hour shifts were really 15-hour shifts or 16. And after like 10 days of this, we started getting people getting sick or starting to make weird decisions because they weren't getting enough sleep. What you've got here is people that on the days off that they thought they were going to get, they're having to come back in. And I'm not saying they're making bad decisions, but this must have a severe impact on families and other things that they're trying to do. Accomplish.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, working one or two or sometimes even three of their days off, working overtime,
you
know, obviously takes a toll on not only the correctional deputies but their families as well.
Absolutely. Sure. And you can only do this for so long.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then people get upset.
Yeah,
and
you know,
then they start looking for something else.
Right, yeah, it affects morale, you know, it makes people a little bit grumpy, so to speak, and you know it's just
grumpy. That's a good word.
Yeah, it's.
I would have said pissed off. But, you know.
Well, you know, it's.
You don't know what you. I think I can say that. You know, who knows? Maybe I won't write some more letters to the FCC. But what is the one thing? Is there one thing that would bring correctional officers to your door? beating on your door?
I don't think there's any one thing. I think it's a package that we can bring.
Okay.
You know? I don't think there's any one thing that would do it. Obviously, when staffing levels are back to normal or back to close to full staffing,
mm-hmm.
morale goes up, obviously. So
right.
that, you know, makes it a better place to work. You're not working all the overtime. You know, we do have a pretty good package here in Shasta County. But, yeah, I obviously, you know, people are looking for what's best for them and their families.
Sure. So let me say it then, more money. If, you know, I'm not sure how we compare with other correctional facilities in California, but you probably know.
Yeah, I mean, in the North State, we're right up there at the top.
Okay.
But obviously in Southern California, I would imagine, you know, they're probably higher. But
yeah, much higher.
Yeah.
So the package has got to be medical. It's got to be pay. What are the things?
Appeal. Retirement. Retirement's big. But, yeah, everything. Medical, your pay, your benefits, your retirement. Obviously, the shifts you work, because
mm-hmm.
you know, most of you like the 12s because you get on a perfect schedule.
On a perfect schedule, you get 3 days off to be able to do things.
Exactly.
Yeah, take care of home.
Yep.
And decompress enough to come back on the other one.
Exactly. And that's, you know, and it's hard because when we are short-staffed, the men and women that do work in there are busting their butts every day. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, we ask a lot of them. So,
you know, if you've got complaints about the jail, this is what I suggest you do. I mean, I don't know what kind of complaints you'd have. You need to go through and take a tour. And I'm not talking a 30-minute tour. I'm talking about a two-hour tour of the jail. And be in there with the correctional officers. Talk to them and see what that's like. I will never forget my 2 hours. Well, it was over 2 hours because I got a parking ticket. Just one of the benefits. But then on how they make that decision to keep people and turn other people loose, that is, I can't even begin to tell you the job of those, of the gent down there or a couple of people down there having to make those decisions. Do I turn loose the guy that's broken into 15 cars? Or do I keep him but turn loose somebody that, you know, that has a history of violence? So of course, you keep the person with violence, but now you have to turn loose the guy that keeps breaking into cars.
Yeah, and unfortunately, when we do have a level shut down, those are exactly the decisions we have to make. You know, we're letting people out of the facility that we would love to hold.
Sure.
But depending on their classification and the room in the facility, we can't hold them. So we are keeping the more violent offenders for sure.
And any type of domestic violence, any type of rape, assault, shootings, murder, all these will stay.
Yeah, those are all staying.
All those will stay.
Yeah.
What makes a good correctional deputy?
You know, everybody that works there is a good correctional deputy. The men and women that are in there that come to work every day and are sacrificing their time off, are working the overtime, the dedicated employees who just come to work and do their job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all we ask for, because we do ask a lot of them. So the ones that are showing up on a daily and doing a good job, that's all we're asking for.
Well, but is there a certain, I mean, military, non-military, certain levels of education, somebody that, I mean, do you give tests, you know, like aptitude tests and all that?
Yeah, so there is a testing process, but throughout the facility we have an array of folks, right? We have military, you know, military veterans. We have people with bachelor's degrees, I think maybe a master's degree in there. But, you know, and we have some that have, you know, no schooling other than maybe a high school diploma.
Right.
And they're all fantastic employees. So it really boils down to the training in which they receive and you know, their dedication to working as hard as they can in there. So,
well, I tell you what, it takes a special person because you're locked up with bad people.
12 hours
a
day.
I'm not saying they're evil, because there are evil people in the world, but mm-hmm. most of these are just bad or drugs or whatever it is. And some of them, does it give you any type of good feeling when you get somebody in there and, oops, they see the light? Or does that happen?
You know, Yeah, obviously there's folks that, you know, can recover from addiction and that sort of thing. We have programs for that that assist with some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we don't necessarily see it in the facility. We mostly see the recidivism that comes back in to the facility. The ones that do make that change, you know, hopefully we don't see again. So,
do you have like a little, what is this? You know, when, you know, it's, what do they call these things where it's not a lottery system or anything, but do you have these little, you know, like boards that says, oh, prisoner 1234 got released today. What day will he be back? You know, and then everybody puts a dollar in.
No, we definitely don't have that. I don't think they have the time.
I would do that.
Yeah, they definitely don't have the time for that.
Jones is leaving today. Okay, I've got tomorrow. I'm putting my dollar on tomorrow. We'll have him back in.
Yeah, they're too busy doing everything else to be doing that.
I don't mean to be flipping here, but I can't see why, you know, I could see that happening. I think it would be, you know, it's another way of raising money for the jail fundraisers. Okay, Dave, we got to take a break here. I'm with Captain Logan Stonehouse, who is the head guy down at Shasta County Jail, and we're talking about recruiting. For a while there, we were just going gangbusters, and things have slowed down. The second floor, or the second or the third floor of the jail is still shut down, and nothing more he would like is to get that open. But it all comes down to personnel, and they, you know, it's 4 days on, 3 days off, but in many cases, it's 5 days on or 6 days on because of the shortage of people there. Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's locally owned, locally operated, great people down there, outstanding selection of jewelry at very fair prices. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. You can find anything from old pawn to specially designed pieces that Four Winds Jewelry builds. And they can build one for you if you want something special that nobody else has. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Thank you.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
CNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 8:35 in the morning here on June the 21st. It's the annual solstice day, where this is the sun will shine longer today than any other day in the year, and tomorrow it'll be shorter, and it just keeps working its way down to the shortest day of the year. When is that?
So let me look it up. I think, is it called the winter solstice?
I think it is. The winter solstice.
Let's see.
Is the summer solstice.
Winter solstice is December 21st.
Okay. December 21st. June 21st? December 21st. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold. That's right. Man's last stronghold. It hadn't changed in 15 years since I've been going there. Probably hasn't changed for 15 years before that either. It's a veteran-owned business. They work by appointments, which is great because I give them a call at 530-244-9478. And I'm set up a time that's good for me. And I go in there, get my hair cut, and can leave. Or I can hang around if I want to. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Bathins Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Our guest today is Captain Logan Stonehouse, who heads up the jail, the correctional facility here, I should say. I thought about if I ever win the big lotto, I mean, I'm talking the big lotto, of putting like $50 million into the new facility. But you had to have a neon sign that blinked on and off. It said, Shasta County Home for Wayward People, with a big arrow pointing to the door. Would you do that for $50 million to the county?
I think we would I think we'd get a lot of pushback on that one.
$50 million. Come on.
I don't know. I think we'd get too much pushback.
The supervisors, they jump on it. Why? I mean, what did I say? The Shasta County Home for
Everyone has a price.
Everybody has a price. There you go. Okay. Captain, with the new courthouse getting ready to open at some point, but it's had an impact, of course, on the correctional facility because you have to get people to the courthouse.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so right now, you know, Departments 1 and 2 are actually attached to the jail facility, so we can walk them right from one of our levels into Department 1 and 2, so it's pretty handy to be able to do that. Obviously, when the new courthouse goes live here in a few months, we're going to have to somehow shuttle them across the street to the courthouse, which the marshal's office is taking that part of it. So we'll have to get the folks out of the facility, pass them off to the marshals, and they'll have to shuttle them across the street to
now,
the new one.
And this isn't just walking them outside the front door and putting them into a van.
No, this is
you have to build something.
Yeah, so the initial stage is basically a staging area, so to speak, where we can get the vans into a secured parking area.
Mm-hmm.
We can get the inmates out. We'll get them chained up, pass them off to the marshals in a secure area, and then they'll obviously shuttle them across. That shuttle service, I call it a shuttle service, the shuttling of the inmates across is going to be, you know, an all-day event, so from – let's say 7:30 in the morning till 4:35 till the courts close down. So,
you know, I had the idea, but Sheriff Johnson shot it down. That why not? You put the chains on them, just walk them across the street.
Yeah, that just won't work. The security of that is just hard to take, hard to control.
Well, you know, I just saw a 1928 movie the other day, and they had their hands on each other's shoulders, and they were all chained, and then they just kind of shuffled.
Things have changed. Things have changed a little bit, yeah.
Why? Okay.
Yeah.
Would you think they'd ever outsource something like that?
Outsource to like a private company?
Yeah, to a private company that would, you know, you load them up in their vans, they deliver them and do it that way.
You know, I don't think so. I think the cost of that's probably pretty high. I'm not, you know, I don't know the numbers.
Well, the cost up front might be, but then you don't have to pay medical and you don't have to pay retirement and all those things. You know, because a lot of times you see outsourcing for those. I just thought about it right then. If it's in my mind, it comes out of my mouth.
And really, that's what we're doing now with the Marshall's office. So.
Oh, that's true. It's the Marshall's office that's doing this. Yeah. And this is a continuous thing. It starts at what time?
You know, it's probably going to vary depending on the courts, but I would say probably 7:30 in the morning, they'll take a group over, drop them off, and get them ready to court. And that'll be going to and from probably all day until the court shut down.
Now, the courthouse itself does have holding cells, but they are not set up for long term.
Yeah, they do have multiple holding areas there in the new courthouse. I haven't personally toured it, but it's not set up like a jail facility, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's not designed for long term. You know, they have to have a certain number of meals a day, certain amount of time out of their cells a day. So they have to follow certain guidelines.
Even if they're waiting to go to court.
Yeah.
When you say let them out of the cell, that doesn't mean they're let out. I guess they unchain them when they get there for the holding facility or not?
Yeah, if they're in the holding cells, they'll be unchained.
Okay. And this is going to be, when they built the courthouse, we knew that was going to happen. And this wasn't a surprise. It was probably, but this is an all-day thing for people, for the marshals and your people, getting them these prisoners out, putting them down there, getting them chained up, like you said, or shackled, or whatever you call it, and then into the vans, and then returning them.
Correct.
Too.
Yeah, okay. And once the courts vacate Department 1 and 2, we're looking at doing a remodel of both those courthouses, or courtrooms, I should say. One side's going to be the transportation side, or we'll have some holding facilities in there.
Okay.
We can get people in and out to the marshals. The other side will be designed for some of our programming and our video arraignments for the courts.
You know, that video arraignments seems like the best way to do it. I mean, for arraignments, they don't have to be in the courtroom with the judge. I mean, is there a law that says they have to be, or do they get a choice on this?
So they do get a choice. But, you know, when COVID happened, obviously a lot of counties throughout the state went to video arraignments if they weren't already doing it. We attempted to do it a little bit, I think, during COVID. I wasn't, you know, in the facility then, but we had some issues with some infrastructure. So if we do the remodel, we're going to be able to set that up where we can actually utilize that.
I don't see why... You know, it's just the arraignment. They bring them in, read the charges against them. Do they have a lawyer then?
They will. Yeah.
Okay. They'll have a lawyer.
Yep.
Who says they should be turned loose because they're good kids?
They'll have a. There's a the program or the space we're going to have is enough room for the inmate on one side, their lawyer and a translator or interpreter on the other side if needed.
Do we have a lot of people that don't speak English?
I wouldn't say a lot, but I would say, you know, we definitely get some. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Are we seeing more? Well, I think we already addressed this, but our county jail, which was set up for somebody to be there, what, for a year, maybe?
That's the way it used to be, yeah.
And what's the longest sentence you got in there right now?
It's hard to say. I know we have one that's been sentenced to 8-9 years, and I think we have some that have been in there for 4 or 5.
Ordinarily, they would go to the state prison
right,
or something like this, but we have them here in the jail.
Yeah, absolutely. With the state prison reform, you know, that's pushed a lot of state inmates that should be going to state prison to the county's responsibility, which has caused quite the burden upon the county.
Well, and you can see in a lot of cities how that's working. Right. Just go down to San Francisco. And, but San Francisco has got is I don't know which county that not San Francisco County, but there's a county down there with a huge jail.
Yeah, and a lot of
we used to put people down there.
Yeah, and a lot of facilities right now, you know, are obviously upgrading because they have to change to the state's mandates now. So
okay, all right, we're with Captain Logan Stonehouse, who is in charge of our Shasta County Correctional Facility. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Anderson Explodes 2023 with fun, food, and fireworks on Monday, July 3rd from 5 until 11 p.m. at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. The Community for Anderson Explodes presents their 2023 concert featuring Northern California native Chad Bushnell.
Thank God I'm not the only one working on me.
Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and fireworks starting at 10 p.m. sharp. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free. No outside food, beverages, or animals allowed. Born and raised in Red Bluff, Chad Bushnell has opened for Dwight Yoakam, Neil McCoy, Mark Chestnut, Lee Bryce, Aaron Watson, and Scotty McCreary. Don't miss this special event brought to you by the Community for Anderson Explodes, Monday, July 3rd. Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and the Anderson Explodes firework display starts at 10. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free at the Shasta District Fairgrounds and Events Center at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson.
My name is Dawn Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged. Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Dust off those dancing shoes and party with country music band Lone Star.
Lone Star.
At the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, July 27th. Giddy up and get ready to be amazed by some of your favorite Lone Star hits like I'm Already There and What About Now. Tickets for this event are just $55 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance-matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda was here this morning and took off for an appointment. We'll be back here in a while. Obviously not in time for the show. The Cascade Theater, and I'm going to keep pushing this, is having that one-night-only extravaganza called Encore. And people that have been entertaining at the Cascade Theater for years, coming back from different places, James Santos, who is an internationally known producer and director of musical events, has come back and is the guy in charge of this. And you're going to – it's just a night starting at 7 p.m. at the Cascade. Of singing and dancing, it's just going to be a great time. Get your tickets at CascadeTheater.org. Don't go to other places. They will charge you an arm and a leg. Get reasonably priced tickets, very reasonably priced tickets, at CascadeTheater.org. I'm here with Captain Logan Stonehouse, who is the he's the warden. He's the chief correctional officer over at the Shasta County Correctional Facility. And we've been talking about the recruiting. For a while, recruiting was doing great, and it's kind of slowed down now. We've talked about the plan for moving prisoners from the jail to the courthouse. And that is, you know, it's going to take, you know, locations and vans and the Shasta County Marshal Service working with the Sheriff's Department to move all these people back and forth through the day to court. And it'd be a lot easier if they would just if they could just do video arraignments. But I'm probably the prisoners say, "Oh no, I just want to get out and walk around a little bit, see what the new courthouse looks like."
Yeah, and they definitely have that. That choice, whether they want to show up in person or do the video arraignments. Obviously, video arraignments will cut down on a lot of the transporting across the street, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's up to them.
Do you ever see anybody in there that you say to yourself, how'd this guy get in here? I mean, because they're no trouble, they're, you know, and you're thinking to yourself, how'd this guy get in here or this girl get in here?
All walks of life, right?
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing this for a long time, and we see a variety of different folks.
So, yeah. All economic spectrums.
Yep.
Absolutely. I mean, I know there's a doctor in there. At least there was for a while. He may have moved on.
Yeah, at one point there was.
Yeah. And, you know, you see these are well-off people mm-hmm. that they're all of a sudden they're in there. At least for a period of time, and then they move on.
Absolutely.
But then there's the ones you see all the time. And it's mainly drugs, I'm sure. Drugs or alcohol.
I would say that's probably the root of most, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're the ones that are breaking into our houses, our businesses, our cars, all of these things.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to group them all into one, but, yeah, I would say, you know, a big portion of that's going to be your thefts, you know, your burglaries, that sort of thing.
What about... I asked the police and I asked the sheriff and I'm asking you, and this is just only anecdotal, but life seems to have gotten more violent in Shasta County. Is that just because it's my imagination, or maybe it's because more serious things hit the papers?
You know, I think it's both. You know, social media presence, you're probably aware of a lot more these days.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, Shasta County, I was a detective for like 3 years, and I don't think the violence has ever not been here, but I think it's just more on the forefront now. But obviously, things are increasing because obviously state laws have changed and folks aren't being held accountable like they used to be.
Not being held accountable, you can shoplift, $960 before it becomes serious. Of course, if you go to a small store and you take $300 worth of stuff, that is real serious. In San Francisco, downtown San Francisco is just shutting down. Mm-hmm. Every time you open up the paper, there's another, you know, something big has left mm-hmm. downtown San Francisco. But is that because of the laws that have been passed, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the big ones are the drug laws that have caused things from becoming they used to be felonies and now are misdemeanors. And, you know, when I first started, people would go to prison for having drugs. And now it's, you know, you're basically citing them out and they're serving misdemeanor terms. So.
Does the – you said you have a – you have drug assistance programs there to get people off drugs and alcohol. they have to avail themselves of this, though. You can't force them into these programs.
Correct, yeah. You know, and it's a continuation, usually. If folks come in that have already been on some sort of Suboxone or some other sorts of treatment, we continue those treatments in the facility, and that's our MAT program. Mm-hmm. So we don't necessarily start them on any of the programs at this time. We may be working that direction, obviously, but right now we are doing the continuation. So,
well, is Health and Human Services in there?
No. So basically our medical provider is WellPath, and they're the ones that take care of all that.
But getting people, you know, we talk about somebody's in there. This is like his fifth arrest, mm-hmm. his or her fifth arrest for drugs or alcohol or something. Does this company approach them and say, you've got a problem? Or is it something that if it's already, they're already in a program, like you said, but do we have a proactive program? It seems to me Health and Human Services, they get, you know, they've got a lot of money for these things, that they would be very proactive. I would think they'd want to be in there with you.
Well, it's our programs are definitely proactive.
Right.
You know, we're trying to assist these folks, especially with our mental health population that's there. You know, that's a whole nother gamut that we deal with in there, and we have a couple different programs for that. So we definitely are progressive on that front. Mm-hmm. But again, the MAT program, the drug program, is a little bit you know, it obviously takes time to be able to get everybody involved. So
sure. Yeah, you know what, and I've been remiss not to bring this up, the mental health aspect mm-hmm. of correctional facilities. Mm-hmm. Would you feel comfortable in giving a percentage?
I don't have the numbers, but we have a whole pod dedicated to just mental health folks that are going through some sort of jury trial or court process. Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, I think I read someplace that jails and prisons are the largest mental health facilities in the state by far.
Yeah, and for sure. And, you know, the state hospitals aren't big enough to hold, you know, probably mm-hmm. who needs to be. So, again, a lot of that's pushed to the county. And we do have the JBCT program, which is our jail-based competency treatment program. Mm-hmm. So that's funded by the state hospital system. So that's kind of where we really start to try to restore these folks so they can go through their court processes.
Okay. Yeah, because they're incompetent to go to trial. And so what you're trying to do is get them back in some kind of mental balance.
Absolutely.
Sometimes, getting them back on their prescriptions.
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah. And everybody sees them walking around town. Yeah, they're not damaging anybody, but you got to help. You can't help but think that, you know, they are so vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Out
Absolutely.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not talking about the violent ones.
Right.
And just the ones that are talking mm-hmm. to Venusians or something.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you, what was your, you've been there a year now. Mm-hmm. And if we build the new jail, I've only got a couple minutes left here.
Yeah.
If we build the new jail, what kind of impact will that have? First of all, let's just say we have staffing, you know. For it. What kind of impact will it have?
Yeah, I mean, obviously in a perfect world, you know, if we're able to get our staffing levels back up to fill a new facility,
mm-hmm.
You know, we would be able to have – our facility was built in, I believe, the mid-'80s, so it's designed not for programming. And now that we have all these state inmates pushed to the county, we have to have that programming space mm-hmm. for the mental health, the drugs, and the new facility, we can lay that out better to where – the staff and the programming can be on the same levels. We don't have to have all that movement in the facility nonstop, because really that's where a lot of the time gets spent is moving inmates to and from.
Well, that would be a big help. Plus, if it's automated, it takes less people to run. So that would help the staffing.
Yeah, it would help staffing, and obviously, you know, if a new facility, we can house more folk, more inmates.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a win-win for everybody, but obviously that all comes back down to dollars, right? So.
Yeah, it does. Well, Logan, thanks a lot for being here with us, Captain Logan Stonehouse, who heads up the Shasta County Jail Correctional Facility. There are so many moving parts to this. And even though you've been in law enforcement for a long time, when you stepped into your job, were any surprises in there?
Yeah, you know, I didn't start in a jail facility. I worked in there a little bit, you know, working overtime, helping out.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a different aspect. You know, it's a different beast within itself. And those the men and women in there are very very hard workers, and they're expected to do a lot. So
that's what I saw when I went for a tour. Yeah, I don't absolutely know if you give regular tours or not, but if you do and you're out there, you need to go through the facility and see just how good these people are that work in there.
Yeah, again, if anybody is interested in getting a job as a correctional deputy or a public safety service officer, more than welcome to give us a call. We'll take you through the facility, let you see what it's all about, and get on our website and apply. So
there you go. Well, please pass on to your to the people working in there how much we appreciate them. I know that maybe they don't see it like a cop on the street when people are waving at them, but when I drive by the facility, and that's every day, I wave, and it's not to the prisoners, okay? Just tell them I'm waving to them. Because we so much appreciate what they do.
Absolutely, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be a beautiful week. God bless America.
Well, I won't.